John 1:1-14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Reading from Matthew chapter 2. The visit of the Magi, the wise men. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented them with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Okay. Happy Christmas once again. I like saying happy Christmas. Yeah, Pat, I like saying that. Yeah, there are some different views I have about Christmas. And because it's his Mass. It's his Mass. It's Christ's Mass. So we have to give it to him. And also, yeah, mind you that, I don't know, like you, English is not my first language, but Americans, English are their first language. It's their first language. So, but for me, it's not just about the merriment. It's about focusing the attention on Christ. So that's why I choose Happy Christmas. And that's why sometimes when people send me Christmas messages with Xmas or Chi-mas, I reply to them, Happy Christmas, because it's the Christ Mass, not any other thing. Yeah, like I said the other day, people have all different thoughts about Christmas, and it's been watered down. But let's remind ourselves that it's about the light of God, Logos, the living word, who came to change our world. It's about him. Whether the world likes it or not, it's about Christ. He has come to make a difference. So that's the reason why we celebrate today. And so I'm not going to, you know, spend much time today because it's also about family. Yeah, we're going to have family times after now. But let's just reflect on the light of Christmas. So we are reminded that Jesus Christ is the light, you know, who came into our world over 2,000 years ago, who brought salvation to us. He's come to bring hope. He's come to bring peace and joy and light and salvation to all, to whosoever will come to him. So as we celebrate, we look back to what John did when he introduced him. In the beginning was the Word, reflecting the words of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In the beginning was the Logos. He was God and he became man. So he is 100% God and 100% man. He's not just half-half. You know why he did that? So that he will experience what we are experiencing. You know, he passed through everything. He went through temptation. He went through all sorts of struggles like we do right now. You know, some of us are facing some persecution. I was watching the news, I think it was yesterday, last night, in Syria, the Christmas light in one of the towns and cities was set on fire by some extremists. And some people, even as we speak, are going through intense persecution. Some are even killed because of their faith, because they believed in Jesus Christ. But yet, he is the one that has come to change our world. He has come to bring the light of God inside our darkness, and he is the true light. Yeah, can you return again? It did something like what it did the other time. Yeah, it's gone too fast. Right, so the light of God, Jesus Christ, as we've seen from our readings all through this time, is a fulfillment of the prophecies that was given, especially that was given by Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The birth of Jesus Christ, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. I think it reflects something of the darkness around our world today. The darkness in the hearts of people. How far we've wandered away from the true light. And what is ongoing in the Middle East, in Ukraine and Russia, and all of, across the world. The darkness that we've put ourselves in. But looking at the baby Jesus, the day he was born, he was born to bring light into our world. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Now, looking at this nativity setting, I was reading the other day about what happened as Luke told us, that Jesus Christ was born and he was wrapped in a swaddling cloth, neatly wrapped by his mom. And also reflecting a little bit of one of the gifts that the three wise men brought. And then the Lord just did something in my mind. And I asked myself, why was he wrapped in a swaddling cloth? Immediately, you know, one of the gifts prophesied, one of the gifts pointed to the fact that he was going to die. And do you remember, on the resurrection morning, the swaddling clothes were still with him.
But he decided to let go of it because he is fulfilled the reason why it was given to him at birth. Mary didn't know what she was doing. In fact, all the things that people did and said hundreds of years, even on that day, they didn't know they were pointing to something else. Even when the three wise men brought the gifts, they didn't know they were prophesying that he was going to be a king, he was going to die. Mary didn't know, like the song we're going to close with today. Mary didn't know, what am I doing? Wrapping him up in a swaddling cloth, preparing him for his crucifixion, because it was the same clothes that he left on that day when he has risen, when he went up, and he left it behind. And so my mind flashed back just this morning on the swaddling clothes that he was wrapped with on the day he was born, prophesying what he has come to do with us and in us. You know, my prayer is that through the story of Christmas and the celebration around it and family time and everything, that people will be drawn to Jesus Christ, that souls will be drawn to Jesus Christ. So as we reflect on the light, the true light of Christmas, Jesus the Christ, let's pray for ourselves, pray for our world, pray for our family, pray for everything around us. Perhaps someone here, you're going through some things in your life, in your family, in your business, finances, that seems like darkness. Our prayer is that as Jesus crashed in and brought his light, that the light of God will shine in our lives and in our families, in Jesus' name. The next slide, I don't want to push it too much. The next slide, I would like to bring us one or two things that I think that we've misinterpreted over the years. But let me just say that it's all about Jesus Christ. Even if the date is not the 25th December, even if the angels did not sing, but it's all about Jesus Christ. But as I reflect on the true story of Jesus Christ, I am just glad that whatever happens, everything points to Jesus Christ. So when you look at the nativity figures, Mary, Joseph, the baby Jesus, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, and the animals around, let's ask God that whatever we go through, that Jesus Christ will be the center. He is the center. Praise God. Let me hear us. Praise God. Amen. He is the center of our lives. Yeah, I don't know what is happening to it. Anyway, Jesus Christ was born, and that is what we are proud about. He was born. Whether he was born on the 25th of December or not, that doesn't really matter. But actually, he wasn't born on the 25th of December. It was likely due to some Roman festivals, and they were trying to align everything, you know, to tally with Jesus Christ and to shift people's attention from whatever they were celebrating. But however, Jesus Christ was born, and we pray that he will come into our hearts today. Mary was riding in some nativity pictures, since she was riding on a donkey to Bethlehem. When we read Luke chapter 2, where we've read from verse 4 and 5, it says, "So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child." So we are not told if he was riding on a donkey or not, but they went. And also in some of the nativity scenes, people interpret that they were sent away by the keeper of the inn. Well, we are not told that in the Bible, but what we know is that there was no place for them. But the Bible did not mention any innkeeper. Luke chapter 2, verse 7 says, "And he gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him up in a cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room available for them." Whatever happens, Jesus is the center of Christmas. Praise God. Praise God. So the presence of animals, as we can see, well, it's reasonable for us to just presume that animals were present. But the Bible did not specifically mention animals on that day. But, well, people include oxes and donkeys and all sorts of them on that day. But the Bible did not specifically, mention that. Like I said, Jesus is the center of Christmas. And also, the number of the Magi, they brought what gifts again?
Gold.
Frankie says, thank you, Christian. Well, maybe because they brought three gifts, that was why now we thought and believed they were, three. And of course, they weren't kings. They were wise men, magi from the east. But all in all, they were thoughtful enough not to come without a gift. They came with something in their hands to give gifts to Jesus Christ. And they gave him, presenting to him and, prophesying, as he said, telling of what he was going to be in the future. And when did they arrive? Definitely not that evening. Because it must have been at least 2 years before they arrived. Do you think so? Yeah, it must have been 2 years before they arrived. But all in all, we are grateful that children know today and everyone knows that today there is the birth of Jesus Christ and everything foretelling. Do you remember that Herod had to be asked that children 2 years and on the, some people say maybe he did that not to escape Jesus so that he would make sure he will wipe out Jesus. But what gave him that thought? Because it was not the same night. Of course, it wasn't on the same night. It must have taken at least some weeks. You know, they go for purification after 7 days. And the woman must have taken the child for purification before then. And also, before she will entertain strangers, it would have been 33 days after that time, which makes it 40 days. Well, I don't want to go deep into that, but what I'm saying is that they brought gifts to Jesus Christ, but God put in our hearts that whenever we come to him, we'll bring gifts to him. And he will also give us everlasting life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let's conclude by reading again the prophecy of Isaiah. I'll read for us Isaiah chapter 9. I'll get it in my Bible. Verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And so we pray today that God will bring his light in our lives. I'd like us, if you're able, for us to stand. If you're able to do so, for us to stand and pray just in a few minutes. I just wanted to pray for someone by your side. Thank you. That's just pray for someone by your side. And let's ask that the Lord will bring his light in our lives today. We pray that everyone that has not come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that the light of God will shine in their hearts. We pray for people who are, going through some difficult moments. Family is going through some struggles. We pray that the light of Jesus Christ will shine and that there will be a change in their lives. We pray for those who are homeless today. We pray for those who are hungry. We pray for those who are persecuted. We pray for those who are going through all sorts of difficult moments, darkness around us. Lord, we ask that the light of Jesus Christ will shine in our lives. We pray that the light of Jesus Christ will display every darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray also for those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, we ask that there will be a healing today, being the day that Jesus Christ was born on earth. Lord, we ask that we will receive healing from you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, O Lord, for those who are in between opinions, Lord. We pray that for people who are to make decisions about the future, we ask that the light of Jesus Christ will shine, that our steps, O Lord, will be enlightened, O Lord, and you will throw your light unto us, O Lord, and everything that we will do will become clear to us. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. We thank you, O Lord, for the children here with us this morning. We use them, O Lord, as a point of contact to pray for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren even. Lord, as we meet them this week and even today, we pray, O gracious Lord, that the light of Jesus Christ will bring blessings upon them. And Lord, perhaps there are some of them that don't know you yet. We ask that, Lord, that the light of Jesus will shine in their hearts. We pray, O gracious Lord, that you will be with all of us to the glory of your holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. And now let me conclude our prayers. Father, we thank you for today. We bless your holy name, O Lord, that the light of Jesus Christ, the light, the true light that dispels every darkness, Lord. Lord, you have given us the light, the Logos, shining in our hearts. We pray that you will lead us, Lord. Where there is darkness, let there be light. Where there is sickness, let there be healing. Yes. Lord, where there is confusion, Lord, bring, O God, illumination. Lord, we pray for everyone here present. For people we are going to meet after now, we ask that you will help us, Lord, to walk in the light of God. We pray, O Lord, for those who are going through difficult moments. We pray, O Lord, for those who are persecuted. We pray, O Lord, for those even who are sleeping rough, even on Christmas Day. We ask that you will send help to them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ. We pray, O Lord, for those who have to use the food banks. We pray that you will help them. Those who have lost their jobs, lost financial blessings, we pray, Lord, that you will replenish their souls in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves as a fellowship, and we pray, O Lord, for our family members and everyone connected to us. Lord, may today bring a difference in our lives. May the light of Jesus Christ lead us through, O Lord, and shine in our hearts. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for we trust and we believe that it will be done unto us according to your word. All glory and honor, all adoration and thanksgiving be ascribed unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you very much. And now...